Lecture 24, The Future of Terror.
In our previous lectures, we've brought our course of study right up to the end of the 20th century. In our lecture today, we'd like to consider the future of terror. In the course of our lectures, we've not been able to mention all of the cases of despotic regimes or of turmoil or ideological conflict in the 20th century, such as Vietnam, Sudan, Iran, Ethiopia, Cuba, Sierra Leone, South Africa. The list could go on and on. But we have sought to indicate cases that spoke to the very largest issues and suggested what some of the trajectories for the future might be. So we'd like in this lecture to examine terror today, ideological claims of movements that are abroad in the world, and not so much to predict the future as to suggest what lessons we might draw from the experience of the 20th century. We've commented in our earlier lectures about the rise of political religions in the form of modern ideologies of the 20th century. Today we see, however, a new variation, even more explicit syntheses of politics, religion, and ideology. The use of traditional religious imagery or ideas fused with political energies promising a perfect world. We'd like to consider some cases of this, from a Japanese cult to suicide bombers to radical Islamist ideology as well. On March 20th, 1995, an attack took place in Tokyo. The Aum Shinrikyo, or Supreme Truth cult, released sarin gas in Tokyo's subways, leaving 12 dead and thousands injured in an attack that seemed to be entirely irrational, seemed to serve no conceivable purpose. And yet, within the ideological mindset of this group, their aim had been to bring along or hurry along a religious apocalypse. They were driven by the teachings of their spiritual master, Shoko Asahara, who drew on traditional Buddhism but then had gone far afield, turning to predictions of apocalypse and the nearing end of civilization as we knew it, a message perhaps of renewal through violence. Rather than simply await the end of the world, however, this cult tried to accelerate the coming of apocalypse. They had at first sought to develop a scientific earthquake machine that could produce natural disasters, and then had fallen back on the idea of the use of poison sarin. Another case of the use of technology for murderous ends comes with suicide bombers at work in the world today. Palestinian suicide bombers, both young men and young women, called shahid or martyrs, are increasingly common in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, exploding themselves among civilians. Polls indicate, moreover, that such bombers enjoy wide popularity in their own communities. Most are from religiously oriented groups, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And in the process of preaching such suicide with a military purpose, are altering long-standing prohibitions in traditional Islamic belief against suicide. At the same time, secular groupings have also tried to adopt this tactic, as it were, not wanting to be left behind. A particularly prominent instance of the fusion of religion and ideology is radical Islamism. We need to stress here the word itself, Islamism, as distinct from traditional Islamic belief. Islamism synthesizes religious impulses and modern ideology with a political agenda. Radical Islamists view themselves as the carriers of a total ideology with total answers and solutions to the world's problems, superseding the modern Western ideologies that we've discussed in part in our lectures. Now, in a worldwide population of 1 billion Muslims, radical Islamists are only a very small group, and yet they've made up for their small numbers by the fervor of espousing their cause. In spite of an occasional expression of a utopian vision of restoring the caliphate of the 7th century when there was one rule uniting Muslims, the modern Islamists often, in fact, break with traditional Islam in very significant ways. They alter established traditions by identifying Islam with state power and government authority in ways that earlier Islamic thinkers would have considered to be unorthodox. And they have often hardened the prescriptions for personal faith and personal conviction into political dogmas and rules that must be enforced, however harshly.